This is your Concordia, Nebraska All Sports Leader, Kubski. Guys, welcome back. My name is Wyatt Kubi, and alongside my partner is Eric Cumley. And guys, we got a good show for you. Actually, let's just start off. How was your weekend?
Everything was good. How was yours?
That's good. It was the XFL. That's how it was.
Yeah.
Was not eventful at all. Okay, let's kick it off. Men's basketball had two games this past week. The first one was against Hastings. They beat Hastings in a close game, 83-77. On Wednesday, and then on Saturday, beat Mount Marty 98-74. Brevin Slope against Hastings dropped 25 points, and Brevin Slope, once again, against Mount Marty, hit 29 points.
What do you even do against that?
You just pray. You pray that you can score that many points with one player as he did.
This is really good for them. They're picking it up like exactly at the right time, right before the GPAC tournament.
Exactly.
It's right around the corner.
Exactly. They have two more games coming up. They're both away. The first game's at Midland, and the next one would be at Jamestown. So good luck for them.
Good luck. We're still trying to get that number four seed so we can have a home playoff game.
Yep. That'd be nice. Yeah, but, man, you cannot speak enough about Brevin Slope.
25 and 29 points. That's
that's like over 50 points in two games.
In two games, yeah.
That's insane. Jeez Louise, man. Honestly, within two games, he scored about as much as the women scored against Hastings.
He did, yeah. He scored more.
Yeah.
Or just right under.
Yeah, it's something. Oh, man, that man's a star. That man should get, like, an award. I'm telling you. He deserves it. Anyways, moving on to women's basketball. They beat Hastings in a close one on Wednesday, 53-46, and then beat Mount Marty on Saturday, 94-51. Obviously, rough scoring for our women against Hastings. We had, I think it was, 24 or 27 turnovers against Hastings.
Yeah, we had a lot.
It was too sloppy.
It was
way too sloppy.
You know, I'm happy for the win. I'll take it. But there was a lot of sloppy play. Like, that's probably the sloppiest I've seen them play.
Right?
A lot of bad passes, bad judgment, just... But hey, you got it done. So
yeah, they did.
That's good.
They got it done.
Especially after being a game behind Hastings, now you're two games ahead.
Right.
Just looking for that GPAC title.
Yeah. Hopefully they can get it done. Philly Lammers hit 19 points, 11 rebounds, and had four blocks against Hastings. She went off.
What a game. She did.
Isn't she reaching a record?
She's reaching a record. We'll get to that soon. But Saturday, Mackenzie Hellman made six of her shot attempts, including five from the 3-point line. She finished with 17 points, 8 assists, and 4 steals.
Talk about step up.
Yeah.
Like, she's not even a starter. She's off the bench.
We're over here talking about Grace Berry, Philly Lammers, and she comes off the bench and just puts up big numbers just like that.
Yeah. I mean, the depth on this team, I know we talked about it earlier in one of our shows. The depth for this team is pretty outstanding.
It's crazy.
Like, I have faith that we can go on longer runs. We built a program. We have built a legit program that can hang around for years to come.
And when we're subbing people out, we're not subbing one person out. We're subbing like 4 to 3 people out at a time. And everybody's working perfectly with each other.
Yeah, it's like the play doesn't slow down.
It doesn't slow down at all.
It stays the same speed.
Exactly.
Even though we have like Philly Lammers and Grace Berry, you know, big names out there on the court, once they get taken off, it's like they never were taken off.
It doesn't skip a beat.
No, it doesn't. And that tells you the talent of this team and like the depth that we were talking about earlier. You know, the depth is key in leading to
a title.
Hopefully they can get it done. So far, I think they're ranked second in the nation, just under Southeastern in Florida. Last year, the national championship came down to Southeastern versus Concordia, Nebraska. We beat Southeastern, obviously, because we won the national title. We played Southeastern again this season at Southeastern. Southeastern came out and whooped our butts, and now they're number one. You know, I would not be surprised if it's Southeastern and Concordia in the championship again.
Oh, I hope it is.
Like, that'll be fun.
That'll be a third time.
Yeah.
We won one, they won one.
Yeah, it'll be intense. Like, talk about a hidden rivalry right there.
It really is. If you think about it, Florida and Nebraska.
They're really far apart.
Yeah. Grace Berry and Philly Lammers are both nearing career milestones. Grace Berry is 14 points from 1,000 points in her collegiate career.
Jeez. I mean, anytime you reach 1,000 and something, that's a huge milestone. Yeah.
And Fiddy Lammers, she is 7 rebounds away from becoming the third player in program history with 1,000 rebounds. That's saying something.
That talks about fighting it out.
Like getting that ball.
Yeah, you don't want any girl to get that ball except for you. You know, that's showing power right there, just to go up there and snatch it.
She's also creeping towards 2,000 points.
What?
She's currently at 1,935.
Holy cow. Okay, 2,000 means that you're doing something right.
Exactly, yeah. That's a little different. Next up, they'll play Midland on Wednesday, the 20th. That'll be a good game.
At Midland, so... Yeah. If you want to drive there, drive there. Baseball recently beat Sterling College 6-5. They're off to a good start with a record of 4-2. Reigning GPAC champions. So
keep going.
Obviously looking forward for a good start. Way better start than last season, I'll tell you that. Last season, baseball team went on an 0-10 10-game losing streak.
Wow.
That's what the men were at last year at around this point.
And then they turn it around and get a title.
Yeah, exactly. Like they went... They were on a hot streak in GPAC play. That's, I think, winning like 8 straight in GPAC.
It's kind of like one of those like movies, like where you start off bad, then like coach gives like some heroic speech, then all of a sudden you just win the title.
Right.
That'd be nice for, you know, football. But
yep, yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it. Anyways, you know, so expectations are high for baseball, as they are every year. But hopefully this year they can get it done. Early and later, not just like in bursts. Hopefully they can like coast their way through a winning streak.
Keep it going. One of their games, didn't they have like 20 points?
Yeah, against McPherson, they had 27 games against them, like back to back to back to back. They had one game with 11, one game with 7. So their first game, they had 4 runs against McFarland, won that. Second game, hit 11, but lost 14-11. Third game, hit 7. And won 7-2. And their fourth game, I don't know what magic ball they were using or what magic bats they were hitting with, but they hit 20 runs to 12. Wow. This coming in like an inning is what I was reading. Like the bulk of the points were coming in one inning. I don't remember what inning it was, but it was insane. Like this team can hit runs like it's nothing. Their next game will be February 22nd. At Culver Stockton College. First pitch is at noon. So good luck to our men's baseball team.
On to men's tennis now.
All right.
As a team, they didn't do so hot. They lost to Grandview University, and on the season, they're 0-2. So it's not a good start, but...
Hopefully they can buy... You know, it's just 2 games. Yeah. It's just 2 games. Just 2. We're good.
Is it games or meets?
I don't know. I don't know tennis.
I don't either. But
we'll learn. Don't worry. Everyone who's listening and who's a big tennis fan, we will learn. Don't worry.
It will come eventually.
Well, we'll get it. We'll get it.
Freshman Eduardo Rojas was the single winner for the Bulldogs.
Oh, that's good.
So, I mean, freshman potential. Build it up.
Yeah, build.
We got that.
You got to build.
But, I mean, other than that, they just need to pick it up.
They do. They do.
Their next meet.
I think it's a meet. I think that's what it's called. I think it's a meet.
Their next meet is... Friday, February 21st at Sterling College.
Okay.
So, yeah, good luck with that. Women's tennis opened the season against Grandview, and they won.
Hey!
And they started off exactly opposite of the guys. They're 2-0 on the season now.
That's good.
So, I mean, they won 6-1.
I hope they can get this winning streak, like, keep it up, you know? Keep these winning ways up like our wrestling team did, you know?
Exactly. Like
going undefeated in the GPAC is huge. And I hope our women's tennis team can do the same.
Yeah.
You know? Instead of going undefeated in GPAC, I hope they can go undefeated all the way.
I think everybody does. I think no matter what sport you're in, that's kind of the goal.
That is the goal, and I hope they can keep it up.
A couple key players were Allison Marshall and Claudia Morada Vieira in doubles. They dominated, got the win there.
We probably butchered those names. Okay, full disclaimer. We probably butchered those names. We are sorry. If you have pronunciation issues, call us.
Email us.
We
have an email.
We have an email. Email us the correct spelling and punctuation of how you pronounce it at conekubski@gmail.com because we have an email. Or I could give you my phone number right here, right now.
It's a little awkward.
That is a little awkward, so I'm not going to.
They won't play again until February 21st, and they're also at Sterling College.
Hey.
So good luck with them, too.
I think there's a pattern there.
I think, yeah, probably. It'd be a good idea if there was.
Yeah.
It'd help us.
It would. You know, I think it's about the same as basketball.
Probably.
I don't know. We'll interview a tennis player coming up sooner or later. Right, hopefully
yeah,
soon.
We'll interview one just to get the lingo, learn more about it, talk to him, you know.
Yeah. So
get things going.
If you want to find out when that's coming up, check out our Instagram at CONE Kubski.
On to wrestling. They're coming up to their tournament now, February 21st to the 22nd. Good luck to them. I don't know how Zach Moistner's knee's doing. He was on crutches earlier.
I think he's out.
I think so, too.
I think he tore an ACL. I have no idea. Don't quote me on that. Do not quote me on that, because I have no idea. I will talk to him on Wednesday.
That hurts so much. As a senior and just finishing on your senior night, at least you got to finish. Happy about that.
But yeah.
Everyone else, Mario Wybara, DeAndre Cherry, Tanner Farmer, all of them, we're expecting big things.
I have full hope that our guys can win GPAC for wrestling.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, send a couple to nationals and win that.
Exactly. And I have full faith that Farmer's going to be fine during all nationals.
He better. And if not, we're going to...
We're going to have some words.
We're going to have a little chat with him.
All right, so we're going to jump back to men's basketball. We got an interesting topic. Do you see men's basketball going deep into the playoffs? Like, I'm saying Final Four, because this is their best start since the Final Four 2005 season.
I don't. I can't. I can't. Not with the inconsistent play that they've had throughout the whole season. Ups and downs. And, yeah, they're picking it up now, but I can't see it.
Well, I'm going to say yes. Because they're about the same length, I can see them going Final Four. You know, if this is almost the same basketball team as 05 when we did hit Final Four, you know, why not? Why not them? Why can't this team go to Final Four just like 05?
Again, inconsistent play. Inconsistent play and sloppy play.
And this is early, though. What if they pick? Consistency is a... you know, something that you can practice.
It's very hard to do.
It is hard, but you can get it done.
I don't know if they can get it done this season.
Look at Virginia last year. They won the national tournament after being crappy. They had ups and downs. They were inconsistent all season. They still won the national tournament. Look at Texas Tech. They weren't even ranked that high. I think, what, sixth?
Yeah.
They made it to the championship.
One.
You know, a number six seed.
Good play and just... Again, that's my main point, is just...
You can be inconsistent during...
Consistency is hard.
But you can be inconsistent during game. No, listen. You can be inconsistent during game, or like regular season. Once playoffs hit, you're all focus. You don't want to be inconsistent. Your mindset is set for, like, right here, right now, because this might be the last game I play. So consistency will show up when it counts. And playoffs is where it counts. So, yes, you have an issue with consistency, but I see it as, why not get that out of the way early? Why not get that inconsistency out of the way early so you're focused during playoffs?
Not everybody can get into that mindset. You either step up to what you're trained to or fall back down to what you didn't do.
Well, I mean, Brevin Slope is stepping up to the court.
Yeah, but this entire season they've been falling down, and they just keep falling down until now where they're
picking it up.
And they've been picking it up different times throughout the year, and then they've fallen back down.
And this is the point where they're picking it up now, so they're going to drive through the rest of the season, playoffs, drive through the rest of the national playoffs.
When they drove through the season, when they went high, it wasn't all or nothing. So they had that thought, oh, I got it next week, we're fine. There is no next week, so they haven't practiced for that. They didn't have the mindset throughout the entire season, this is my last game, this is my last game.
You can still practice that mindset.
I don't think they have.
I think you can. There are certain coaches out there.
I think you can, but I don't think they have.
Well, we have to interview an actual basketball player to find that out, don't we? I don't know. I think they can get far. I see them hitting Final Four.
I really hope they do. I'd love it. More power to you. If you can, go. I'm not trying to stop you at all. I just think right now it's a little late in the season, and just with the inconsistency, I don't know if they can.
All right, you be the hater, I'll be the lover. All right.
Haters gotta hate.
All right, folks, that's all we got here for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Talk to us. Please do. That's cunekubski@gmail.com. Again, cunekubski@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, whether it's criticism or praise. We don't care.
Or names.
Or names. Like how to pronounce certain people's names. That'd be great.
We're good. We got that. We got the names.
Well, we'll find out if we get emails or not. You know, that's all fun and games. Also, follow us on Instagram at CUNE Kubski. Big shout out to the Sower for letting us do this podcast. And yeah, we'll see you all next week. Good night.
Bye. They can say what they want now.